He's all about political correctness.
He had a good time.
I'm just kidding. He says exactly what he thinks.
He had a crowd laugh.
What are you talking about?
Very enjoyable.
Okay.
He was signing.
Well, that's a neat, that's a neat. Well, I'm glad to have a competition on doing whatever you're asked.
Like the following meeting of the Mount Jackson Planning Commission, joint public hearing. We're here to, for the rezoning request from Dennis and Doris Morris of a recently annexed land along Caverns Road identified as tax map number 091-A-045B, consisting of 8.82 acres, currently zoned in the county R2 and agriculture. Applicants are requesting rezoning to property to R3. So at this time, Kevin, did you have, are you going to do the presentation first?
Let me make my comment first.
Okay, he has a comment from VDOT.
By law, I'm required, or the town is required, to solicit comments to VDOT for any rezoning applications or any development, potential development in the town. I got a reply from VDOT late Friday afternoon, and I've shared this with the Morrises and Mr. Pangle. And this came from Matt Smith, who works out of the Edinburgh office as a land use engineer. And he wanted to make this email a part of the official records. So I'll just go ahead and read a portion that applies to this project. It says, we recommend the town consider designation of a specific use or maximum density as part of the rezoning application to better define the impacts on the transportation network. Before development on this property, our office will require a site plan detailing the necessary entrance design and roadway frontage improvements, which may include turn lanes, roadway drainage features, additional rights of way, easements, etc. We appreciate the town's efforts to allow VDOT the opportunity to provide comments on this rezoning application. We ask that you include a copy of this email in the official public record file. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to call me or give me a call. And again, that came from Matt Smith. I just wanted to kind of open that up, and Mr. Pangle and the Morrises may have some comment to that email. So.
Okay. Thank you, Kev.
You're welcome.
At this time, either Mr. Morris or Mr. Pangle, I'd like to just go over a brief overview and include those comments in, please.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Chairman Larry, members of the Planning Commission, and members of the Town Council. It's good to be with you all this evening. It seems like that Doris and I are spending a good bit of time with you all here lately, but I want to go back and reminisce this a little bit, and Larry would appreciate this. When I was in high school, and when I was going to Lord Fairfax, I dated a girl from Mount Jackson. So I spent a lot of time up here, you know, for 4 or 5 years. Now, this is not the girl. She's a Strasburg girl. Okay,
all right. I understand that.
But anyway.
Better end the story right now. The story's over.
But anyway, I was.
Heard it so many times.
She's heard it before, most of it. Anyway.
Are you lucky?
And you know what? The reason that we stopped dating when we were engaged is that I got involved in politics. She said, you know, I don't think that's my game. Well, it's not her game either, but she's been very supportive, so I've got to give her credit for it. But anyway, I spent a lot of time up here. And how many of you all know what was in the gazebo early on besides Larry? You don't say you know. What was in the gazebo years ago? Anybody here know?
A phone.
Phone booth. Yeah. So anyway, and I went to Waggy's restaurant. So anyway, just want to let you know that it's good to be here. It's not quite as much fun as coming here on a date, But almost, almost. So I want to let y'all know that it's good to be with y'all this evening. Doris and I want to thank you all for the support you gave us on the annexation a month or so ago. We're looking forward to working with the Planning Commission and the town to make a nice development, not only for Doris and I, but more so for the town of Mount Jackson. We felt, you know, several years ago that a nice residential development would be nice at that, with the aesthetics looking towards the mountain, you know, and it's just close to Interstate 81. And so when you all put it in your study area and put it as residential, that was, we were very excited. And then when you did your recent survey, and the people in Mount Jackson were interested in townhouses, they thought the need for townhouses, and we don't think we're competing with anybody in the area for townhouses, we were even more excited. So we want this, when it's all said and done, you know, the Morris neighbors on that lot, and it's going to be on it 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road, and we want to be a shining star for the town of Mount Jackson, Shenandoah County, but we want to be a shining star for Mount Jackson. We want you all to be proud as well. So again, thank you for your hospitality and allowing us to come and present our proposal. And I'm going to turn over to my good friend, Mark Pangle. He's a good friend and a realtor and consultant. So I'll turn over to Mark to make a few comments. But again, thank you all for your time and your efforts.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen. I never dated anyone from Mount Jackson. Dennis pretty much summed up the process we've been through with the annexation, public hearings, and the support that we've gotten from the town and the town fathers and ladies. And so I really can't comment much more on that because pretty much everybody here knows what we've been through. You all have been through as well. But the VDOT letter, in my experience as a real estate broker, is probably, that I believe, Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, is usually intended for the developer. We're not the developer. We don't know what the development's gonna be. Your studies indicated maybe townhouses. But if you're familiar with Woodstock, and most of you are, you've got 42 past Walmart, there's a stoplight, and there's a polywog there on the corner. I was involved with the sale of that property some years ago to Mr. Alan Toothman. And that we went through the annexation process, went through the rezoning process, the whole thing. And the constraints really were not put on that property until Mr. Toothman submitted a site plan to the town. Mm-hmm. And at that point, then the VDOTs and this and that and the other agencies got involved and said, well, if this is what you're gonna do, here's what we're gonna ask you or make you do. And so at this point, for example, that's been several years ago. I believe that went from agricultural zoning to an R3, I believe. R2 anyway. But if you go out there, there are no townhouses, there are no duplexes, they're all patio homes. Mr. Toothman was foresightful enough, I guess is the proper term, to realize that there were competing entities with townhouse sales and duplex sales, and so his niche in the market was patio homes. Now, not near as many rooftops, but at the end of the day, his profit margin was many times what it did, to maximize every possible site. He didn't do that. A nice development out of it with the R3 zone that lowered the lot size enough for we could put these houses closer together, which are all single families. And it's a very, very nice, well-established neighborhood. And you ride through there, and those properties sell very well. I mean, they sell very well high. When I say very well, I mean for a lot of money. And so not knowing who the end user is going to be of that property, I do believe, Kevin, and you and I have talked, there's another layer of approval process for you all to consider once we find a user or buyer for the property. So at this point, all we're asking for is to get the zoning so we can go market the property, and then the town, the council, and the commission, and the VDOT and so forth and so on will then kind of, they'll come back before you with their wants. That makes sense?
Yeah, that's correct. I think he was just making sure that it was pointed out that whoever develops the land will have to go through there.
Absolutely. And we understand that. We concur with that. As it should be. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. At this time, I'm open forward to any comments anybody has for this comments on the floor from anyone? Yes, sir.
If I may, I actually have two comments. Okay. It's not for me to decide. It's what we have attorneys for. I'm not sure if we get in trouble if we rezone the property before it's officially annexed on July 1st. That's something for the attorney to let us know about. Because annexation happens on July 1st, so.
Yeah, I think the zoning of the property would take effect at the time of the annexation.
We'll just make sure that's, get ourselves in that. And the other thing, I drove past this property today, and you're right, it's a gorgeous piece of property. And it's got two very important neighbors to southern Shenandoah County adjacent to that. One is our schools, all three of them down there. And the other is one of the premier tourist attractions in this end of the county, which is Shenandoah Cavern. Okay. I came from an area that didn't do a very good job in zoning when they put in townhouses. And a lot of townhouses became just ugly. And you don't want to see that next to the schools. You don't want to see that next to a major tourist attraction. So I'm not objecting to you all. I just want to make sure the Planning Commission is aware. You all have a difficult job. And number one, you've got to tell people what to do with their property. But number two, you've also got to help preserve the integrities of the properties around it, which is why you don't have rendering plants next to restaurants, next to daycare centers, et cetera. The zoning is a difficult job. I admire you guys for what you have to do. So anyway, that's my opinion. That's my thoughts. I want to make sure this is a first-class quality project that you guys are putting in. And I want assurances that's what we're going to have. And I think you will, because you both do.
That is our goal. It reflects on Mark and reflects on us. And you know, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Thank you.
Other comments? This ends the public hearing. We'll go straight to the regular meeting, which we'll have a vote for that tonight, correct?
It's eligible for action. Yes.
Okay. Again, I'll call this meeting the regular meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any additions or deletions or changes to the agenda tonight? Very well then. Introduction of guests, I think everybody knows everybody here by now. Yeah. Since we've already done this. Okay. We'll just skip that part. Nobody gave a name to speak today.
No.
Okay. No.
All right, I'm asking for the approval of the previous meeting. Minutes, please.
I'll move the approval. Next.
Okay. Vote, please.
Okay. Mr. Whitehurst?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Ms. Berner?
Yes.
Very good then. Under old business, we have the zoning request to consider and vote on. We have, it is eligible for action tonight.
I'll make a motion.
A second.
We have a motion and a second. Vote, please.
Okay. Mr. Whitehurst?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Ms. Berner?
Yes.
Very good.
That was a motion to approve the rezoning, right?
Yes.
Just to clarify that for the record.
Thank you all.
Yes. Is there any other old business that we need to bring up from anyone? If not, we'll move over to new business. We have a special use permit request on 5935 King Street, LLC. Mr. Holtzman is requesting a special use permit to convert the existing downstairs commercial into three residential units. We have the introduction night and the public hearing will be set for July 2nd, 2018, 7 p.m. next month. That happened to be the building right down the corner one with the pretty car in front of it. We've all seen that.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything, any comments?
I'm not sure.
Do you have any comments, Mr. Hope?
If I may, the building is about finished. We're going to pave the parking lot in the next month or so when the paving company catches up from the rain. Actually, going to put some nice finishing touches on that property. So I'm really proud of how it turned out. The upstairs is complete and totally occupied, and rentals are going quickly, and there's a long line. And so the downstairs has been empty and advertised and on the market for about 9 months. And when I started this process, if I had listened to my father, I would have done this a year ago. And I said, no, Dad, you're wrong this one time. In my entire life, he hadn't been wrong yet. And I don't know why I decided this one damn time he was going to be wrong. And so he bet me $25 at the time that I was going to have to come back. And he said, you should just do it now. And I said, nope. I really want to get something commercial downtown. I'm excited about it. It's got parking in the back and you miss the parking lot. I'm going to get somebody commercial in there. So anyway, it may still happen, but at this point, it's been on the market for 9 months. And of course, I have the note payments and all the things that go along with that. And it's sitting there not quite doing what it needs to because the first floor is empty. So,
have you paid your dad yet?
Well, no, because until I start swinging hammers in there to make it residential, I'm not paying my money because there's still a chance. The realtor called me last week and said that a couple local guys are looking at taking the north end. There's still a chance something commercial might go in there. But I figured that if I went ahead and did this process and got all the way through, it would guarantee somebody to come along and rent it commercially. And then if I waited, I'd be waiting another 2 years. So anyway, I was going to tell you it's a sad night tonight because I am going to have to pay the town the application fee and I'm going to have to pay my dad $25.
You can't keep your secret.
I know. The word's out. So anyway, I've always been right my entire life and I took a chance this one time and darn it, he was right again. So, okay. So anyway, if we do the first floor, in keeping with my other projects, it'll be very nice. And I've already designed it for a commercial application. It's got the big square windows and some things that are not ideal for a residential application. But I do some things in my leases where, for example, I require that they hook up to Shentel instead of satellite dishes because I don't want satellite dishes all over these buildings. I've learned the hard way. You get a progression of 4 or 5 satellite dishes and nobody takes any of them down. Mm-hmm. So now I require that Shentel be the provider for internet and cable, for example. And we can do some things in the lease to preserve the integrity, and probably what I will look at doing is I will get the artist to do the old car to draw some pictures that can fill those front square windows, and we'll probably do something to make it look like the old Robinson's grocery store. And I've noticed on the highway that they do these vehicle wraps and they actually wrap the windows, but they have little holes punched in them so you can see out but you don't see in. And I may do that to have something in keeping with the, because I don't want a junked up front building. I don't want a cat in the window and blinds that are all broken up. So we'll do something along those lines that would be in keeping with the historic feel of Main Street so that it'll be a nice presentation. And if I get lucky, maybe some commercial applications will still come along. But I spent a fortune on that building. I need to get some rental income coming. And yeah, I've lost about a year in the process. So it's time to be realistic. And if nothing else, at least we can get people, you know, downtown, and the services hopefully will follow.
How many bedrooms or whatever are you planning on putting in the three if it doesn't go commercial?
Upstairs is 3 two-bedroom apartments that are about 1,000 square feet each.
Okay.
So this would be a similar
same
setup.
Thing.
We have some challenges downstairs because you have to have the proper egress and you need
right. Windows
and bedrooms. And there's a couple challenges we're going to have to overcome. And I've got the draftsman working on a potential plan. But at this point, I'm proposing, just like upstairs, 3 nice two-bedroom apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And the town has my word that the front of the building will be in keeping with the rest of the projects we've been doing.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
If anybody has any...
Anybody wants to loan me $25?
I might loan it to you.
Now I know I didn't get lunch.
Exactly. Save your money.
If that's something else...
There you go.
We'll schedule... We have to vote on that, don't we?
Yes.
We have to have a motion to set the public hearing for July 2nd, our next meeting, 2018, 7 p.m. Do we have a motion for that, please?
I'll move that the special use permit request be introduced in the public meeting set for July the 2nd, 2018, 7 p.m.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Whitehurst?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Ms. Berner?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. The action on Board of Zoning Appeals, do you have anything on that? Nothing on that?
Nothing on that, sir.
Report on town council items. Mr. Hockenbrock, sir.
On the sidewalk project, phase one, basically done except for the fence. And I understand that you're meeting tomorrow on.
I have a meeting tomorrow morning with Billy French. Yep, so.
And we've received a tentative approval from VDOT for phase two, which involves sidewalks on Conningville Avenue and then on down to Avondale Acres. Now that's tentative because it has to be approved by the Commonwealth Transportation Board at the end of this month. The well project, I reported to you at our last meeting that we had the bid opening and the lowest bid came in about $616,000 over what we had estimated it would be. Virginia Department of Health has agreed to fund that with low interest loan. Shortly after our last meeting, Kevin got a letter from the Virginia Resources Association, which because we're adding to the loan and because it has been a good bit of time since they approved the last financing, they wanted new figures, up-to-date figures from the town. Basically, all they're doing is making sure that we got the money, that we can, we're a good loan. So, once we get that, then the contract can be let and advance on that project. At our last council meeting, we approved a substantial investment in the town park in new equipment for the playground, and that's thanks to Councilman Miller, and that has been ordered, and I understand maybe some of that's on its way or shortly will be.
It'll be shipped here soon. They said by the end of this month, but usually when they say that, it arrives a little sooner, it was a substantial order and quite a bit of playground equipment, so it'll take them probably about, once they get all the equipment here, they'll have an installer come out. It'll probably take them about 2 weeks to put it all together, and so hopefully sometime in July we can have that wrapped up.
Yeah, the last thing I had was in relation to the Clifford School. The surveyor has finished the easement survey and it's in the hands of the attorney to do the title work, and the closing of that can take place.
Great.
That's all.
For more than one of us.
Yes, sir. Could I add something to that?
Yes.
Kevin asked me about 2 weeks ago if the brew house was still coming, and I fell over because he said the rumor mill was going. The brew house is absolutely coming, and we're super excited. The settlement certainly take a little longer than we planned, but we did a meeting with the architect, same architect who did the Woodstock plans, and they're starting that process now to sort of redesign the front of the old firehouse area. And we've done and completed already the restoration of the back three sides of the building. For those who've been around for a while, you remember that years ago the town paid for the restoration of the front, mm-hmm. but the side and the rear were not done. They deteriorated badly. So all of the fascia up high and the woodwork has been restored, and spent about $30,000 on that process already. So some investment is being made and some plans are getting started, and it can't happen soon enough for me. But I'm pushing and pulling and tugging, and we're moving that process along, and I think that hopefully we'll see some traction.
And that will include a restaurant, do I understand, or not?
The brew house is definitely going to have a food,
okay,
a food offering.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what it's going to be, but it needs to be, you know, a good meal that would be something that would be a nice addition with the brew house. So hopefully, you know, burgers and fries or something that's good, but it's definitely going to have some food service. So.
Same people, Woodstock, right?
Different food service.
Different
same
food
brewery.
Same brewery.
A lot of the same members of that partnership, but a different food service. They've not pinned that down yet, but they've got.
Just so they have good food down there.
They do have good food.
That's a nice place now.
Yeah, they'll have something good here. It's most of the same partners.
Okay, thank you, Todd. Zoning administrator's report, please.
I have nothing to add other. The workshop that was held.
Yeah.
They did have it because there was a question about
the planning commission workshop.
Yeah, in the county.
Yeah, we got
okay.
it.
You went?
I went. I
okay.
was the only one down in Mount Jackson, but
yeah.
it was a long meeting, but it was interesting. A lot of the stuff I already knew.
Right.
Right at the end of the meeting, someone asked about a mega site, and then he said, "Well, he said these towns have a tendency to, you know, they want empty buildings so that somebody will come in and do a business." And
mm-hmm.
he says, kind of a fad. He said, now if you don't have the population for a mega site, it won't go. But he just kind of like brushed it off, like, you know, no big deal. But I, as I said, a lot of the stuff I already knew. He said, like, the planning commission is more or less a consulting where you take the info and then turn it over to the governing body, which is the town council.
Right.
We already knew that. And he was citing instances from other towns in the state of Virginia, what the law was, why it came about,
mm-hmm.
a planning commission came about, and everything of that sort, which was, you know, good to know.
Well, I'm glad you could go and represent the
yeah, sure, no problem. Hey, there's going to be another one in September.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anybody else can go with that without that. Right.
Well,
okay.
Thanks again.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Do we have any board member items? Anybody from the board have anything?
No, but I would like to say something. Todd, where you're working on the old East Step gas station, that looks so much better.
Thank you very much.
Yes. I'm excited to see that.
I was thrilled by the way that the town is going to partner with me to put a sidewalk and some curb across the front, which is very much appreciated because I'm going all in there on the expenses, but that is going to be a really nice improvement to downtown. Nice parking, nice curb and sidewalk across the front, and it'll be very much like the building next door with the car on the front. Similar finished stone on the bottom. So I think that's going to be the biggest transformation for Main Street yet. And that should be complete by the end of the year. End of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. This transformation over here is right much. I'll say that. It does make a difference.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if there's no other board member items.
I've got one thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Tonight's my last meeting because my term's up at the end of June. So, and I'm not going to go for reappointment.
Okay.
My father started hospice a few weeks ago. So,
oh, I'm sorry.
So I'm not going to be.
Well, we're sorry to hear it.
From
Robert, we're sorry to hear it.
Thank you. I just wanted to announce
thank
that.
You. Okay, so nothing else. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Thank you. Maybe adjourn.
I think you step wrong.
See you guys next week.